So the recording has been started. We have a quorum of the board. Dave and Scott are on the line. Beverly excused. From Pinnacle Consulting Group, we have myself, Shannon McAvoy, Amanda Castle, and Jake Downing. From Fear Law, we have Zach, AJ, and Ashley. And then from Gilmore Bell, we have Darcy and Mary. So good morning, everyone. We can call the meeting to order at 9:02 a.m. And go ahead and look at the agenda here. We just have two items on the agenda, the approval of the draft minutes, and then the resolution for the assessment ordinance. So assuming that everyone has had time to review the agenda, are there any edits, additions, deletions from the agenda? If not, I take a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second?
I also second that.
All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
All right. Thank you. And then we've got a public comment. I don't see any public on the line, but we'll pause for just a moment if there's any public that would like to make a comment. And hearing none, we'll move on to the draft minutes from the March 19th meeting, which are in the packet. Would take any comments or edits to those at this time. And if there's no changes, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
A motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Darcy, Mary, did you want to take the lead with this one? The next. Let me share the agenda here.
Darcy, were you going to share?
Darcy, Mary, you're on mute.
So let me read. I guess we're going to consider for Brookford Infrastructure Financing District, we're establishing items and conditions of an assessment ordinance for the Brookfield assessment area. We need to authorize the execution of a designation resolution, an assessment ordinance, and for the assessment area, and we need to approve the appraisal for the assessment area, authorizing the taking of all their actions. Okay, do you got it?
I'm so sorry. This is Darcy. It wouldn't let me unmute. And so I had to jump off the call and jump back on again. So I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you mind if I take over? Okay, thanks. Sorry. This is Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell. You have before you an authorizing resolution. And I'll run through the resolution and happy to answer any questions at the end. This resolution authorizes a form of a designation resolution and a form of an assessment ordinance. It also approves an appraisal, and attached to it is a form of the waivers and consents that are executed by all of the property owners within the district, and those would be attached once they're executed. The form of the designation resolution that's approved. I'll run through that document as well. The designation resolution document, it authorizes the designation of an assessment area to be known as the Brookview Assessment Area. It describes the improvements that are going to be financed within the assessment area, and it also describes the method of assessment, which is an ERU basis, and the total assessment amount, which is $6,760,000. And that ends up being an assessment per ERU of $59,298.25. The next document that it approves is a form of an assessment ordinance. The assessment ordinance contains similar information. It imposes the assessment on the proposed assessment area. It describes the same improvements to be financed, and it describes the same method of assessment by ERU, and it describes the assessments which are expected to, I'm sorry, it describes the improvements were expected to have a useful life of not less than 31 years. That's been attested to by the engineer who has provided a certificate of engineer describing the improvements and the estimated useful life. The assessment ordinance goes on to describe the default terms, the reserve fund provisions, and the prepayment provisions related to the assessment that is going to be imposed. And it also describes the contestability period, which there's a 30-day contestability period from the effective date of the assessment ordinance. And then finally, we have, as I mentioned, an appraisal which is approved, which is on file with the district. And that's my brief summary of the resolution you have before you. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
I don't have any questions.
So Darcy, could you talk maybe through the next steps with this? Does this need to be posted on the project site and then we set a notice for a public hearing regarding these items, or how do we proceed after this?
Right, you're right. We do have a posting requirement. It's posted as a Class A notice, so that goes up in a location within the district. If there's a fence, a sign, a temporary building. I'm not sure if there's anything there physical that we could attach it to, but somewhere within the district it gets posted, and also on the public notice website. And then that triggers the start of our contest period, the 30 days. So once we can get these documents signed, then we will try to get them posted as soon as possible and to start our 30-day period. And then there isn't a public hearing. It's just that contest period that starts.
Okay. Do we need to schedule another board meeting after those 30 days, or to be determined?
So there will be another board meeting to approve the bond resolution. So that can be adopted within the 30 days or at the end of the 30 days, whenever we're ready to move forward with that. So we can coordinate on that, but we'll work on a draft of that resolution, and that would be the next step for the board.
Sounds great. Well, we can, Darcy, do you want to distribute these documents for signature? We're happy to do that as well.
Who is the individual that will gather them and post them? Maybe we should let the board go ahead with their motion and we could sort that out.
That sounds great. We'd entertain a motion then to take up the items in 4B, that's the authorizing resolution, the designation resolution, the assessment ordinance, and the acknowledgement waiver and consent agreement. Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll motion to approve that as so stated.
And is there a second?
Scott might be muted.
Yeah, here I can. Jake, are you able to unmute him? I can't get it.
If he has himself muted, we won't be able to unmute him on our end unless we're the ones that initially muted him.
Scott, are you there?
Does it show his phone still on the call?
Yeah, it's still showing here.
I was having muting problems as well, so maybe it's a maybe he is.
Oh, he just texted me and said, yes, someone muted me. Hmm. Should we have him call back in or?
Yeah, I should probably leave the meeting, then call back in. I'm not even able to remove him from the, I can remove him from the meeting. Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Hello.
There
Scott,
we go.
We got you again. We're looking for a second on action item 4, Bravo.
I second. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Yeah. No worries, Scott.
Okay.
And then are there any discussion items or administrative items? I have a reminder on here for the board training that just needs to be done within the next year.
Okay.
Dave, do you have anything else or anyone else here on the team? Anything we need to cover?
I don't. Thank you.
Shannon, to your question, we can distribute the signature pages for execution, and then I just needed to know who would be the person that could physically post the documents on the property.
Yeah, I can do that.
Sorry, was that Dave?
Yep.
Okay, great. We'll send them to you then, Dave. Thank you.
And then, Darcy, do you need like a picture or any sort of verification that they're up? We've seen that before.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. That is very helpful, Dave. If you could take a photo of it once it's posted and email that to us, it helps us to be able to have some sort of proof later to show the date it was posted and where it was posted.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, do you have something like a sign, a building, something you could attach it to?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and then just put a label on it, something like, you know, assessment documents or you know, the district assessment documents or something to show what it is.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Darcy, if you could shoot that over to us once executed, Jake will put it up on the public notice website.
Great.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for your time, everyone. Is there anything else we need to bring in front of the board or discuss while we're all together here this morning?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn at 9:16.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
I second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. Happy Easter to those who celebrate. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Thanks.